What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The debrief, January 21, 2025. A couple of things on the docket today. First, which I had to confirm earlier, I will be our picks champion for the 24-25 NFL season, so I don't have to have the fear of a shame bet, which is very important to me.
The one that I made you do, was that on TikTok? Because TikTok's...
And you made me put it on Twitter every day.
And TikTok's back.
Yes.
It was gone for a day. We were nervous that the Chinese and the Russians were using it to manipulate us. But then cooler heads prevailed and they figured out so many people were making money off it and so many people were scrolling it while taking a dump or not being able to fall asleep or waiting.
You're talking about the current saga with TikTok, right?
Yes, yes.
I did find it very funny that people are like, they're surveilling us through this app, the Chinese or whatever, as if every time you say allow cookies or whatever, like Meta, X, Instagram.
Oh, the cookies are all over.
They're
you.
All, like well, every single person. Know, why do you think your phone, when you like say something to your phone about like, I don't know, like I talk about like a golf swing trainer thing,
and then
right?
And you see an ad for it.
My Gmail suddenly shows, oh, the stack system. Mulzy, you want to check out the stack system? No, I actually already bought it, and I just was talking about
it. Well, I told you guys, though, you got to keep your eyes on China.
Oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
You think so?
I'm telling you. There's something to be said about that.
It's just the most vague statement. You could probably win a low-level political office, like county auditor, or not. That's not a low level, but you know what I mean. You could win like a municipal government election. I think you just walk into there. What is it, Houston Township, where you live?
Yeah.
Just be
Chartiers Township, actually.
Chartiers Township. Just be like, I want to be the alderman. And then it's like, what's your campaign slogan? And you just—it's a picture of you winking and pointing. It says you got to keep an eye on China.
Well,
it has
I don't know
nothing
how that,
to do with your job. You could
right.
be, or like you could be.
But I do feel that way. It would not be me trying to go in there and gin up support. I would just say, guys, we really need to think long and hard about what's going on with them.
But with you have them. Not elaborated on that other than what's going on with them. You haven't told me like what specifically you want to monitor there. You just got to keep your eye on them.
You want to monitor everything like they're doing to us. Doesn't that make you? If they're monitoring us on everything, why are we not monitoring all everything they're doing?
I honestly want to find out what is like the...
You guys over here don't look at China as a threat. That's fine. You guys are all entitled to your opinion. I've said this on the show and I'll say it again. You have to be careful about China.
I just would like to see you run for like Chartiers Township Constable. It's just a cheeseball. Yeah, just a cheeseball picture of him. Oh, sir, what platform are you running on? Hey, look at China. See me? It's me with binoculars, Andrew Filipponi. I'm keeping my eye on China.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not super worried either because we're entering the golden age of America. That's what I was told yesterday.
Well, maybe we've got plans now at the top
and China
to keep
will be
China
taken
at
care
arm's
of.
Length. All right, so
Harlan Schober, the vice chairman of Chartiers Township, proud parents of 4 children and 12 grandchildren. Hey, Harlan, Pony's coming for you because I don't see an eye on China right there, my friend.
Well, I don't think that's really. I'm fine. What's his name? Harlan.
Harlan Schober.
Not Kevin.
I'm fine with him.
This Frank Wise got like a Fu Manchu mustache. Keep an eye on him.
He should not. As they say, that's above his pay grade. His job in government is not really related to China.
But, I think we should play a game where we just start naming countries and we find out, does Pony want us to keep an eye on them?
But for example, if Fetterman were in here with us in his hoodie and shorts, I would ask him, I'd say, what's your take on China right now, John?
And the first sentence he would say is, you know, we really got to keep our eye on them.
I think he agrees
with
me.
And you'd be like, that's what I'm saying.
What if he just said something like, oh, forget about China. I support fracking. That would be the first sentence.
And he said the Eagles are better than the Eagles next. All right, so what's the other thing you got done?
Well, Malzy, we saw this the other day before the game between the Bills and the Ravens. And it was a tweet from our pal, Pony.
Okay.
Greetings from Orchard Park. Volunteered to get body slammed through a table. Dad will videotape it. We'll post shortly.
Yeah. Horrible service.
We've never seen that footage.
Horrible service around
Orchard Park.
The stadium there.
Did you or did you not get body slammed through a table? Yes or no?
Answer's no.
I'm going to plead the fifth on that.
Answer's no. It didn't happen.
Do you know what the Fifth Amendment actually protects you? Gives
against
you the
incrimination.
Right to self-incrimination.
I'm just saying it was horrible service. So I think...
You said, I'm getting no bars out here. It's not worth getting put through this table.
Well, it wasn't going to load.
Well, so wait a minute. You sat
could just
in the club level,
right now.
Thanks to your generous friend Ticket Nick. Why wouldn't you just take the video, wait till you get into the club level, post the video?
No, because I couldn't even get video out in there. I could get tweets out. I could
Why wouldn't you post the video right here, right now, where we're logged into company Wi-Fi?
Because it's days later. It was only going to be... It was only going to get a pop if people saw it the night or the day of the game.
No, like most of your tweets, I think it would get a pretty big pop if you got leg dropped through a table on video and then posted it right now.
Well, the idea was for me to jump off a small RV onto a table like Macho Man Randy Savage style.
Elbow drop it.
Yeah.
Now, do they usually put those tables over little snowbanks so you have a soft
landing?
No,
it was on ground. It was on hard ground, level ground.
But you didn't do it.
I didn't end up doing it because I didn't think I'd be able to get it out.
Now the one guy, when we do the keep your eye on China thing, has popped in again to implore me and you, Donnie, that we must, in fact, keep our eye on China.
Yeah, they were taking away the service in Orchard Park.
That person's Twitter handle is @drunkenpittsburgh.
Agrees with me?
Oh, yeah, big time.
You guys just poo-poo it.
I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm merely pointing out that I think everybody knows everything about
us. I'm not trying to be evasive on why the video of me getting body slammed through the table didn't go out, but you guys seem to not want to talk about China.
We do have a news talk station you could go on and pontificate.
Donnie brought up the social media, the shame bet, which turned into him TikToking things. Are you guys in cahoots with China?
Oh,
is there something I don't know about you two?
You think I'm in contact? Donnie,
can you even name the Chinese premier?
Of course he's going to say no. He's going to try to get us off the scent.
I'm going to say no because I have no damn idea.
All right, if I give you his first name, which is Xi, X-I, can you give me his last name? Begins with a J.
Zhang?
No.
Jiang?
No. Jinping. I don't even know if I'm saying it right, because apparently I'm not focused enough on China over here for Mr. I mean, look at this guy.
I'm not trying to turn it into a political show.
Oh, no, definitely not.
You guys...
You just always say it out of nowhere, and it's just
like not out
of
nowhere. We got onto the topic of why TikTok was banned, I said because we're trying to figure out what's going on with China. That's all.
Do you think that there are a lot of American companies that have your exact same amount of data and therefore know everything about you that TikTok would?
Probably, but what are they using it for?
to sell you ads, which is pretty much what every company is using
your data
for.
And what is China using it for?
Probably to sell you ads for stuff on like Temu or Alibaba.
That's what you think.
So do you think China was watching me dance a couple of years ago? Which, by the way, I did my shame bet right after the season ended, for the record.
What if China over there and they're like in their server farms, the people may, and were like, this Filipponi, he wants to keep an eye on us, hasn't even done his beer mile yet. Can't be trusted.
Well, no doubt this is getting back to them, what I'm saying right now. I'm going to be under surveillance or watch.
They'd just be like, they probably laugh. You can't believe how bad this guy's tweets are. Like, somebody in there in broken English, Kenny Pickett.
No doubt I'm in the crosshairs.
And George Pickens.
That was the Donnie Football debrief.
Like, I'm just imagining all these people at data centers just looking at his tweets, and even though they don't understand football, they realize somehow innately that he is just tweeting some of the worst stuff ever.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.